The Climate Jobs National Resource Center report says the projects in Wisconsin are either planned, being built, or recently completed. The report says those 82 developments account for an estimated 42,000 jobs and $18 billion of investment. Emily Pritzko leads the Wisconsin Building Trades Council. She says the Inflation Reduction Act includes labor-related tax credits.
You see that play out in the form of labor standards that include prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements, which lift the pay and the quality of jobs and training.
Wisconsin's major utilities this year pledged to use union workers for their clean energy build-out. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.